Pizza Hut. Let's continue with this story. First of all, the Pizza Hut story. How did that get going?
Pizza Hut was founded in 1958 in Wichita, Kansas, by two brothers, Frank and Dan Carney. And it was a little old 600-square-foot building, and they sold pizza. And every morning, they would come by where Pat was making donuts, and Pat went down there at 4 o'clock in the morning and started making donuts. And Dan and Frank would come into their so-called Pizza Hut, and they would start cooking sausage and cooking hamburger and slicing cheese and making dough, and they'd open up at 10:30. And Pat got to know Dan and Frank very well, and Frank and Dan Carney had sold one franchise to a guy in Topeka, Kansas, called Dick Hasser. And then they'd built another one in Wichita. And so they talked Pat into franchising at Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And so Pat was living in Bartlesville and had built him a little Pizza Hut, he and I had bought Stillwater. So he had two Pizza Huts that he was operating. And back then, you know, you sold drinks for 25 cents. A pizza was a dollar and a half or something, you know. And so you didn't run a lot of volume. But Stillwater, being a college town, and we were located up by the stadium on North Monroe, it started making a little money. And there was a realtor, actually the man that Pat had bought the pizza from, Kendall Grindstaff, and we talked Kendall into building. By then, Pizza Hut had built an image building, beautiful building, trapezoid windows and everything. And so we talked Kendall into building a freestanding Pizza Hut for us. And so we had the third. Pizza Hut had built one in Wichita, the company had. Dick Hasser had built one in Topeka, and we built the third one that Pizza Hut ever had of the image building in Stillwater. And by then, Pizza Hut was getting, there were probably 7 or 8 franchisees. And so it was becoming a company, you know.
Right. But you put money in, but didn't you have to get in there and learn how to make pizza and roll dough and all that?
I did that when I came back. Ann and I lived in Bartlesville for about 2 months, and she was working for Phillips, and I was unemployed. And I thought about going back into the oil field. Core Lab had called me a couple of times, wanting me to go to Columbia, wanting me to go over to Iran, and I just turned them down. I just didn't want to get back in the oil patch. And Ann and I moved to Stillwater and bought us a little house there for $12,000. We were worried about the payment was $100 a month, which she said, how are we going to make that? I said, we'll figure it out. And so I started learning the pizza business and worked in the Pizza Hut in Stillwater with our manager, who was a good guy. And we got it making a little bit of money. And I said, and in the meantime, we started a little, we had a guy working for us that had worked for Taco Grande up in Wichita. And so he kept asking me, we got to put in a taco place. So we started Taco Hut, and I used him to put that in. And his name was Bill Leonard, and he ran it. And so I said, Ann, let's go to Tulsa. So we moved to Tulsa. And by then we had decided, Pat and I did, that we'd put in another Pizza Hut. And so the Pizza Hut Inc. had already built two here in Tulsa, And so they wouldn't give me Tulsa. So I went to Okmulgee, and Pat and I built one in Okmulgee. And we also started building taco huts here in Tulsa. Eventually, we built 10 of them here in Tulsa. And then we went to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and built the biggest pizza hut that had ever been built. It had a full basement under it, beautiful building. And we talked Don Tyson, the chicken guy, into building it for us. And he and his partner built the building, and they owned it for a long time till we bought it back from them. And that's kind of how we got into the pizza business. Yeah.
Right. But did you decide to stay in small towns? And was that your model?
We had done Stillwater, which was about 20,000 people then at the most. We did Okmulgee, which was about 10,000 people. And then Fayetteville was the University of Arkansas, and a nice little town, but not very big. And so we'd thought about going to Little Rock and Fort Smith, but another guy already had them franchised. So we thought, why don't we stay in small towns? Because the real estate's cheaper, the employees are better, the taxes are lower, and everything. So we started developing the small towns in Arkansas. We ended up with about 50 pizza huts in Arkansas without owning Little Rock or Fort Smith. But we had most of the small towns, and we went to every college town, Conway, Jonesboro, all those. And they turned out to be the best pizza huts in Arkansas. Yeah.